Guess what time it is? It's Spritz O'Clock. Welcome back to season 3 of the Spritz O'Clock podcast, hosted by me, Reeves Lee. And I'm so excited to be back with you guys. Like, truly, I've missed it so much. Amanda and I took a break for this summer, and a lot went down. I feel like everyone's probably like, oh my gosh, did Reeves and Amanda have a falling out? Like, what is going on? But basically, Amanda's in the process of planning literally the wedding of the century. Like, I'm so excited for her and Max, and I feel like it's just going to be so beautiful. So she's like taking time to focus on the wedding right now, and she's like doing her own thing with work. So I'm really excited for this next chapter for her. So with that, it's just me now. Yeah, we took a break for the summer. This summer has been so busy. I don't know about any of y'all, and I honestly hate when people are like, I'm so busy, but I really have been so busy with work. So it was like a much needed little break, reset, but we're back. We're better than ever. And I'm just really excited. Like, literally, how many times can I say that? So for the first episode back, I decided I kind of wanted to do like a little summer recap episode for you guys and just kind of talk about like the real summer blues, because yes, I love summer and I feel like everyone looks so good during the summer because you're tan, gorgeous, and beautiful. But honestly, summer can be like kind of tough whenever you're working, especially if you're like in a busy season. So I don't know. I'm excited to be back in routine. I'm excited that fall is around the corner. And yeah, so I guess let's like jump in and debrief summer. But first, I'm going to do ins and outs because y'all know I'm still going to be doing ins and outs. That's like my favorite part. I have my spritz. We are ready to go. So without further ado, let's get into ins and outs of the week. Okay, this is kind of a lot of pressure to go over ins and outs because there have been so many over the summer, but I'm kind of thinking of like right now. So let's start with outs because y'all know I like to end on like a positive note. So, okay. Overusing the term demure. I love that TikTok. Like, I love the whole trend of like demure. Like, I'm kind of all about it. I feel like it's very chic. It's very in right now. But like the TikToks that I have seen, people are just really overusing this word. Like, I literally was watching a TikTok the other day and this girl actually said demure 25 times, I think, in her TikTok voiceover. So I was like, okay, I think we kind of need to like dial it back on demure because it's not really chic anymore. You know what I mean? I don't know. So that's kind of my out right now. And I'm trying to be conscious to not use it because it's about to be really overused. My in for the week, maybe I'll do a product. So my product that I have been loving is the Charlotte Tilbury like new foundation stick. I'll link it below. I'm in the shade 7.5 and this foundation stick goes on like butter. It gives you like the prettiest finish, glow. Everything about it is so pretty. If you're looking for a more full coverage foundation, I wouldn't say to go for this one, but it's perfect for every day. It's perfect for just like throw on, swipe on, and then blend it in, and then like throw blush and bronzer on and you're good. It just gives you like the prettiest glow and healthy glow, I feel like. It's like a good way to describe it. It's like a healthy glow. Yeah. So I feel like everyone should get this, especially like right now for summer while we're glowy and tan already. It just like really enhances that. So I will have it linked below. It's like one of my favorite products right now. So the Charlotte Tilbury foundation stick is my in for the week. Okay, well, that went by like really quick without Amanda here. But anyways, let's get into my summer recap. So this summer, I'm trying to think of like what all I've done. I honestly like didn't really plan this out. I just kind of wanted to sit down and like talk to y'all. But this summer, I got like a lot of responsibility with work. And I'm kind of like heading up this project that's new. And so it has been literally nonstop. I've also been traveling. And that I usually work from home, but travel back and forth to Baton Rouge for work. And it's actually so funny. I made a TikTok about this, but it was like, get ready with me to go to jail. And y'all, I literally went to a prison for work because I'm sure I'll like talk about it a lot more throughout this season. But I do work with people in jail. It's honestly like I could go on a huge spill, but I'll spare y'all right now. But it's like super rewarding. It's very sweet. We help the adjudicated youth and we educate them, and also like kids that are about to drop out from school and all this kind of stuff. So like work is very rewarding. I love it. And so yeah, anyways, I went to jail last week, and y'all, I literally wore the worst outfit. So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, I'm going to a jail in the dead of summer. It's going to be hot. And I also need to be like conservative, because it was also like a male and women's prison. And so I was like, okay, I'll wear this like button up shirt that's short sleeve still with like some cute little pants. Y'all, I literally didn't think about it. The shirt was orange. I looked like one of the prisoners. So I actually picked like the wrong day to wear this top for the first time. But then I was telling my friends about it, and I'm like, y'all, I really didn't think about it. And everyone was like, wait, I wouldn't have thought to wear like a different color. Okay, now that I'm saying it out loud, it kind of sounds dumb, but I don't know. So I wore orange to prison, and like there's a photo. It's hilarious, but I'm just not going to post it for the sake of privacy reasons. But anyways, it was very interesting. So I have been going on work trips, but this is like something I do want to get into later. But it's just like super normal when you get to be like after like 3 years post-grad, I feel like it's like when you really start getting the responsibility at work and like you're really getting into your career. I feel like the first like year, 2 years out of college, you are kind of just like going with emotions, figuring out what you want to do. Oh, do I want to get another job? Or oh, do I want to stick with my job that I have now? But I feel like year three is when you really start getting like the real responsibility and kind of working your way up. So that is kind of what happened to me this summer. So I have really enjoyed it. I am so happy that people at work trust me with the responsibility of like heading up and leading these projects, and it just makes me super excited. But has been different, because in the past, like, you know, in college you're used to just like messing around all summer and like doing whatever you want, and then same with post-grad summer, kind of like your work's more chill and so you get to do more things and travel. But this summer, like the only time I traveled was like to go home, and it also worked out like I would go on these work trips and they usually fell on a Thursday, and so Baton Rouge is like 3 hours from my parents' house. So I would go and go home for the weekend and like go to the beach. And so that was great. And in no way, shape or form am I complaining, because I know I'm from like great place in Alabama, like out by the water. And so I love it. Like it was so great going home. But then it's like you sit around, you compare yourself to all these people you see on Instagram, and you're like, oh my gosh, Sarah Lou has been in Europe for 3 weeks. And I'm sitting at home on my desk, like I'm so bored, like this summer sucks, whatever. So I don't know. I just feel like there's a whole lot of comparison going on, definitely during the summer. And it's okay. Like it is okay to have a summer where you are working your ass off, you're doing whatever you want, you're trying to get your life together. Like it's totally normal. People just don't post that. And so it's like so funny. I feel like I used to never post, or I guess I don't really post that much about work, but I've been making TikToks this summer, like spend the day with me at work and like working from home or whatever. So I feel like people kind of get that now, but it was so funny. People used to ask me, be like, do you have a job? What do you do? Especially when I first started the podcast, people were like, do you do podcasting full time? I was like, no, that would be nice though, but no. So I don't know. It's super easy to compare yourself to others, especially during the summertime. And I feel like everyone's just kind of out of town, especially in Dallas. Like everyone tries to go escape for the weekend and like go to the lake, go to the beach, go to Europe, like go to all these crazy places, because Dallas is like so landlocked. I feel like there are not that many people in town during the summer to like hang out with too. But I don't know. Nonetheless, I've had like a great summer, so I'm not complaining at all. Like a tip I do have is to just like on a Monday, just try to think about like what you're going to do on Friday to have something to look forward to and like get you through the week. I'm by no means saying that like my weeks are terrible and I have to look forward to the weekend, but it's just great whenever you have something to look forward to. So I don't know, on Mondays, like especially in Dallas, it's hard to get a dinner reservation these days. So I'll be like, okay, girls, like, are we having girls dinner? Like, what are we going to do for dinner on Friday? Like, are we going to go out? Like, I don't know, just have something to look forward to, at least like a dinner reservation with like your best friend or boyfriend, whatever. So that's kind of like one little tip I have for the summer. Okay. Another thing I did to stay like happy and motivated during the summer was like actually get sunshine and get a suntan, because I think it was my first summer post-grad, and I like never would lay out, and I just like was super pale, and I get really tan during the summer if I do lay out and stuff. And I was like, this is so depressing. I'm so pale. It's literally summertime. So a tip I have is like get out and try to get some sun during the summer. Even if you're like working every day, like Saturday or Sunday, go by the pool, get your Kindle, get your book, read with your friends. I literally would go to my best friend's pool like pretty much every Sunday afternoon this summer. And I would like bring my Kindle. We'd sit out and like not even speak for an hour. But like I got sun, I got to read my book, and I was like staying hydrated. My Stanley kept my water cold. Like it was just, it was great. So that's another tip I have, is like get some sunshine, because everyone feels better when you're tan too. Like, not trying to sound vain, but like everyone looks better during the summer. I'm sorry if you're watching on YouTube. My neck is like red right now from drinking Aperol Spritz. And y'all know I break out into hives every single time I drink alcohol. So that should probably mean that I'm like allergic or something. But anyways, moving on. Get excited about your workout classes. Like, I was just strictly doing core power. And then during the summer, I just realized like it is too freaking hot here in Dallas to do core power all the time. So I switched back to ClassPass. And core power is on ClassPass, but switch back to ClassPass, and I started going to like my Pilates studio again. And then I've also been going to Solid Core, and it's kind of nice to just like beep bop around and not do the same thing. So like switching up my workout really helped, and it like made me excited to get up in the morning like, oh my gosh, I'm going to the Solid Core class. Is Kendall from Love Island going to be in my class? Like, we never know what the day holds. So that's like another little tip I have, is just, I don't know, switching up your workouts, because it does make you feel better. And I don't know, I would probably kind of stay away from heated workouts in the summer, just because I went and I got so nauseous and sick during core power. And that was like the last time I've been. I haven't been back this summer. And it literally was not because core power is like truly my fault. I like didn't drink water before. So that was just like dumb of me. But anyways, switching up your workout classes is great. If you're in Dallas, I love One Legree. That's like my favorite workout studio. And then Session Pilates is great. I also love Solid Core, but it's just like so freaking hard. I don't know. I love Legree because it's like more laid back, and like sometimes it's chill depending on the instructor. But Solid Core is like kind of intense. It's like strength training mixed with Pilates. It's like the Legree method on a mega reformer. So keep that in mind. So another thing is like walking. So Lulu and I have been going on morning walks at like 7 around my neighborhood, and it's been really nice, especially like this week. It's been kind of cooler in Dallas. Cooler. It's like 90 as opposed to like 105, but it's been really nice, and she gets exercise, and it's not like too hot at that time. And I've also been going to meet my friends on the Katy Trail, and I'll like pick up LDU coffee before. If you're from Dallas, you know, it's like such good coffee. I love it. So that's like another little tip, but I feel like I did kind of a bad job of recapping my summer. Okay, so let's like pivot back into my recap. So maybe it'll help jog my memory if I'm like sitting on here and scrolling through my photos. Okay, so Memorial Day weekend, I went home, saw my friends. It was great. My friends from home, Lulu got to swim for the first time. And also, if you're a new listener, Lulu, she's actually passed out behind me. If you're watching on YouTube, she's my dog. I had my second annual Weenies and Teenies party in June, and y'all, I really went all out for this one. I bought a grill, and I haven't used it since because it's too freaking hot outside, and I'm just like a little girl. Like, I don't really know how to grill. So whenever the fall hits, like, I'm going to be grilling. So I had a Weenies and Teenies martini hot dog party, and all my friends came. It was really fun. I grilled hot dogs, and we actually burned them all, so the hot dogs were, like, black, and I made my infamous crewcumber cocktail, which, if y'all have listened to the past, y'all know I'm obsessed with these martinis, and I got them from Crew in Nantucket, so I tried to, like, remake them. And I went out a lot this summer, which was fun. I went home to my parents to the beach for the 4th of July, and Libby came home with me. So that was really fun. Kind of like a relaxing vibe. Like it was very wholesome, very cute. We went on the boat, the whole nine yards. So the Morgan Wallen concert was like such a scene. My whole family was here, and it was on a Thursday night. And I was like, okay, well, it's on my dad's birthday. So obviously, we need to like make it fun, make it special. So I get a limo for us to go to and from this concert. And my dad's like obsessed with Morgan Wallen. It's actually like anytime we go on the boat, he's like only plays Morgan Wallen exclusively, which I'm in love with Morgan. So it's like fine, but it's so funny. So he was like so happy at the concert and it was really cute. But anyways, Riley and I decide we're like, okay, we're not going to go home after the concert. We're going to go out. So we go to a bar. Turns out Morgan Wallen was like apparently went to the bar. I did not see any photos, which like leads me to believe he wasn't there. But Riley and I were like, we were having a lot of fun outside on the patio, so we wouldn't have known if Morgan Wallen like slapped us across the face. But anyways, then we ended up at a house party until like 3 a.m. and then we got home and ate Whataburger, and then I got up and went to work the next day. If I went to work, I like logged onto my computer, but I don't know. That was like my wild night of the quarter. Like that was my summer wild night. And it just happened to be when my little sister was in town. So, role model of the year. And then the next day I got up and took him to the airport. So, that was very fun. And then in August, let's see, I've just had like work trips during the week. Oh, I went home to my friend's baby shower. I literally just cannot get over the fact that like my friends are all like getting married, engaged, and like having babies. And then there's me sitting here drinking a spritz on a Monday night with my dog. Let's see, what else did I do? Dating, let's see. So this summer I've like really kind of been focusing on me, which is like good. We needed to do that. I went on a date last week with the sweet, sweet, sweet boy. And I don't know, I'll probably like have some stories for y'all soon, but like we'll leave it at that. He's like so sweet, and it's not specifically about him, but I think I'll probably do like a whole Dallas dating, like I don't know, like something's on the horizon. But I don't know, I feel like I need to save my like feral energy stories for y'all for like a separate episode, because this is supposed to be a wholesome, cute intro episode to the summer. So I have had my like feral rat girl moments this summer, actually quite a few. And it's been a lot of fun. Even though I haven't like traveled, it was like a great summer. But I'm definitely ready for September to roll around. And I literally saw Kinsey Elizabeth's TikTok about this today, and I was like, oh my God, I literally was already thinking about this for the podcast. I like in my mind, fall is like such a reset time. And in Kinsey's TikTok, she was like, pretend it's January, like in September. We're getting our goals together, like whatnot. I literally am going to do an episode about like fall reset, like fall goals, the whole kind of thing, just getting back into the swing of things, like school starting back. It's just like a reset in my mind. So I'm super excited for fall to come around, and I'm so excited for like football season. I'm excited for like going and watching an Alabama game somewhere. And then I literally was thinking last night in bed, I was like, wait, I need to get like game day outfits. And then I was like, hold up, Reeves, you are not in college anymore. You do not need game day outfits. Like, did I think I was gonna put on my KD sorority pin? Like, maybe I will put on my sorority pin. We don't know. Like, I would love that. I would love to cosplay a sorority girl again. I just want the takeaway here to be that it is totally normal to have a summer where you don't travel, you're not in Europe for 3 weeks, you're not doing all of this crazy shit. Like, people still do have to work, and I think some people forget that, especially like on social media, being it's totally normal to work a 9-to-5 job, not go on these crazy vacations. Like, some of us need to pay our credit cards off. We don't need to be like going flying off to Ibiza and like doing all this stuff. So I want y'all to like have the takeaway that it is normal to be home and like not do things some summers. My best friends is coming to visit me next weekend, and I'm so excited. And then it's also one of my friends' going away parties because she's moving to Florida. And I also just think it's like so crazy that we're at the point post grad where like people are starting to move. They're like, okay, I've been in Dallas for a while, it's time to move. And we're like still so young. So like, I don't know. I have intrusive thoughts about like picking up and moving sometimes, but I don't know. I'm happy in Dallas. I love Dallas. So yeah, now I'm ranting, but I'm just so excited to be back. And I miss doing the podcast. Like I've missed having something to do like other than just work my job. And so I'm so excited to be back. I have a lot of fun stuff planned for y'all this season. And I know it'll be different without Amanda, but I'm going to have like a bunch of guests on and have like my friends on. And I don't know. I hope it kind of will feel like you're like listening to your friends on FaceTime type of vibe. So I don't know. I'm excited for this season. Well, I appreciate everyone for listening to this episode. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever you're listening on and leave a review. If you'll have questions, comments, concerns, ideas, or feedback, please DM me. I love getting DMs. You'll know that. And I'm just so excited to be back. I will talk to y'all next Tuesday with a new episode, and I hope y'all enjoyed this one.